Hey there, awesome life group leaders, it's Nathan again, your Lewis Center Campus Community Life Pastor. This month I wanted to share some thoughts about the unknown aspects of life group leadership. Yes, there are unknown aspects, you all know this. Here's a question you've probably pondered a few times in your life. Can we really be certain about anything in life? If you dig too deep into this question, well, it can be, quite frankly, uncomfortable. It can lead to worry, anxiety, and fear. But if we treat that question in the correct way, it can also be a freeing question. And I'll touch on this in just a bit. So life can certainly be uncertain. And if life is uncertain, certainly life group can be uncertain too. That's certainly a lot of uncertainty. So we shouldn't expect life group to be a place where the calculated same thing will happen every single week, especially since life is in the title. Week in and week out, if a measure of life's unknown isn't impacting your group, then the question is, are you really living life together? So when a group of people get together and they share life together, you're almost guaranteed some adventures. The stresses of life group leadership, they happen. And I would say that some leaders probably stress out a lot about this. You know, how do you plan for the uncertainty? What happens when someone in your group goes off the deep end and can't tread the waters of life or make a really, really bad decision? What happens in your group when someone brings up a crazy topic that's way out of bounds and presses every theological button known to man? What happens when there's conflict in the group and suddenly you've got a group divided? All these things and so many more things are possible, and I'd go as far as to say that while you're a life group leader, you're going to encounter things that you never thought you'd have to encounter. Will you be stretched as a life group leader? Absolutely yes, that's a certainty. So that takes us back to the question to ponder. Can we really be certain about anything in life? Yes, we can. First, we can be certain that there will be uncertainty. That's the first thing to admit to ourselves and the first thing to really embrace. If we as leaders use all of our efforts in leadership to keep things even keeled, we're going to be burning up a lot of energy that is completely misplaced. And some of us focus so hard on keeping things so vanilla in our groups, so far from rocky road, that we miss the opportunities we have when other flavors get introduced into our life group. So the first step is to understand the idea that there will be ups and downs in our groups, and that's okay. In fact, these are the moments where our faith has grown, our fears are squashed as God leads us through the tough stuff, and the group really has a moment to gel and to rally alongside one another in biblical, authentic community. And the second thing to be certain of is that God is faithful. The Bible points this out time and time again, and it's everywhere in the Bible. So when uncertainty hits our groups, we can be certain that God is already ahead of the situation. Our best course of action is to pray and to start talking to God about our next step for the group. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose." And in Joshua we read, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." These are just two examples of a whole lot of promises God has for us, and they're found in his word. So when uncertainty hits our life group and we're not sure about, as leaders, what our next step should be, we should pray, we should read God's word, and most importantly, maybe not most importantly, but to complete the trifecta, we consult with trusted people to help us discern our next steps. Coaches and community life pastors, they're a great option for this. Co-leaders, they're a great option for this also. Don't go it alone. If there's one thing that's for sure, traveling difficult roads alone leads to disaster. Bringing trusted friends alongside of you and your leadership is the key to success. So pray, read God's word, and talk to trusted individuals about the next step for your group. So let's put this all together in one final thought. Back to that question, can we really be certain of anything in life? Yes, we can be certain that life is going to throw us curveballs, and we can be certain that God is in control of it all, ready and willing to help us grow and learn and succeed through the uncertainty. He wants the people of God to be together, to live life together, to grow together. And our life groups, they're a demonstration of that type of community that God has for us, that he's established for these exact purposes. So instead of running from uncertainty, We should be welcoming the unknown because that's where we learn, and it's not about how much we can control. It's about how much control we're willing to give to Jesus, who ultimately controls it all. So that's really what's at stake there. How much control are we willing to give back to Jesus? So next time someone in your group throws you a curveball, thank God for the opportunity to grow as a leader. Thank God for the opportunity for you to grow closer to your coach or your co-leader as you navigate the situation. And thank God for the opportunity for the group to see God do immeasurably more than what we could do on our own. Saying thank you for uncertainty may seem strange, but the more that we embrace the unknown, the more we're going to learn to love what God does with the unknown. So until next time, keep praying and diving deep into God's Word, where the riches of God can be found.